masterpiece of truth and love. That's how Pope Benedict XVI's letter to Chinese Catholics has been described by a top Chinese prelate, who hopes the document may form the basis for a constructive dialogue between Beijing and the Holy See. Cardinal Joseph Zen heads the Catholic community in Hong Kong, and he echoes the voice of other bishops in mainland China, hoping the papal letter may pave the way for a normalization of relations with the government. China and the Holy See broke off diplomatic relations over half a century ago after the Communist Party took power. And since then, Catholics, like followers of other faiths, have suffered frequent periods of persecution. Throughout the letter, Pope Benedict expresses his concern and appreciation for the suffering of Chinese Catholics under communist rule. He says although the church there enjoys greater religious freedom today than in the past, grave limitations remain that touch the heart of the faith and that to a certain degree suffocate pastoral activity. The 55-page letter, accompanied by a statement from the Vatican Press Office, was released on June 30th and made available on the Vatican website in several languages, including Chinese. As a gesture of goodwill, it was also sent to government authorities in Beijing more than a week prior to its publication. The two-part document looks first at the theological aspects of the Church in China, stressing unity of the faith, despite deep divisions between bishops that are officially registered with the government-sanctioned Catholic Patriotic Association and those faithful to the underground church, which professes loyalty to the Pope. The second part on practical pastoral guidelines urges priests, religious and laypeople to continue being courageous witnesses to the truth, working for reconciliation amongst all Catholics in China.
I would say reconciliation of hearts, a union of spirit, and so there is already this process of reconciliation.
Cardinal Joseph Zen told me the letter is a masterpiece of theological reflection, bringing together Pope Benedict's passion for the truth with his profound pastoral concern for all those in his care.
I really admire a wonderful balance between the clarity of the principles and the kindness of the expressions. I think it's a masterpiece coming from a great theologian and from a loving father. And I really hope that the people take this letter in the right perspective. It is a highly spiritual and specifically religious atmosphere. And there's no political undertone. And so I really hope the leaders in China take the letter from that perspective, and I hope the clergy especially would be united behind Holy Father really to achieve what the Holy Father hopes, which is to come back to the normality so that the Catholic Church may be able to live the Catholic faith. Yeah, because what the Pope is saying is nothing personal. It's the traditional and the universal doctrine of the Church.
You say there are no political overtones to this, and yet the letter is quite critical of the lack of real religious freedom for Catholics in China. What kind of reactions have you seen so far from the Chinese government, from officials?
We don't see any harsh reaction. It seems that everything rather quiet, and it surprised me a little. But maybe really because they could have the letter with some time in anticipation, so they could digest the letter and understand it in the way it should be understood. That is, as a affirmation of religious principles and also expression of goodwill for a constructive dialogue.
As you say, it's calling for a new phase of serious dialogue between the Holy See and the Chinese government to resolve some of the most difficult issues. Do you see this perhaps as helping to smooth the way for a resumption of dialogue?
I think surely such a letter coming from the Holy Father himself is an unprecedented, a historical move to address a letter to a people in particular, and very sincere and frank statement of the bottom line of what is really the demand of the Catholic faith, to which not even the Holy Father can renounce. And so to ask the leader to understand that this is nothing against anybody. It's just the Catholic faith as is it practiced in the whole world and since the time of the apostles.
As you say, the letter is calling for reconciliation between underground Catholic communities and those officially recognized by the Patriotic Association. What kind of reactions have you heard from members of those two different communities there on the mainland?
I don't have many opportunity to get impression from China because, you see, there is some particular difficulty for me to get into touch with the people in China. But I suppose the encouragement coming from the Holy Father is just to carry on a wonderful process already, you know, started in these recent years, because those people in the underground, they know that almost all the bishops, even in the open church, they are in communion with the Holy Father. And then the people in the official church, they know that the position of the underground church is the objectively right one. And so they respect each other, they understand each other. And so there is already this process of reconciliation. So it's a, I would say, reconciliation of hearts, a union of spirit, but not necessarily without any agreement between the Holy See and the Chinese government. There may not be the condition right to the two parts really to be united. That may still have to wait for some time, yeah.
The letter acknowledges the suffering endured by Chinese Catholics in the past, but it's also true to say that this suffering goes on, doesn't it, for many people there still in China?
Oh, yes, and in both parts of the church, in the underground and also in the official church, where the bishops and priests are continuously harassed by the government, yeah.
Do you think this letter is going to have any impact in that sense, in perhaps leading to a lessening of this type of persecution?
I hope so, really. I hope so, yeah. And actually, I think the government should appreciate the peaceful nature of our faithful. And they always were so patient under all kinds of persecution. And they never resort to violence to resist the persecution. So I think finally they should allow these good people to live their life of faith.
China, of course, is such a huge nation. How hard is it going to be to make this letter available, do you suppose, for people particularly in the more isolated rural areas?
Yeah, I think it may take some time before everybody can reach the text of the letter. I heard that the website was open for 1 or 2 days, but then they closed it, and so maybe it's more difficult for people to have a copy of the letter. But I think little by little, surely the letter will reach the hands of our faithful. Yeah.
The letter says it hopes there will be a great flowering of the church in China. What can you tell us about the growth of the Catholic community there today?
Unfortunately, we don't have very reliable figures, but surely there is a consoling phenomenon that especially the young people, the university students, they feel the need of something spiritual, some higher value, and they are interested in learning the doctrine of the faith. Yeah.
The letter also calls for a very high degree of attention to the formation of people who may not have received a good education in the faith up until now. Is this a very serious problem, do you think?
Oh, yes, sure. This is very important because the society is not by itself very favorable to our faith. There is so much secularization, especially in the big cities. So for a faith to be strong or even just to survive, it needs to be nourished and educated. Yeah.
What about the problem, though, of priests and even bishops, perhaps, who have been ordained without the proper education, without a proper understanding of their faith?
Yeah, in this abnormal situation, sometimes really people can be excused if they cannot have a really adequate formation before being ordained. But I suppose all the bishops should be very much concerned and to do whatever they can and to supply what was lacking. And so I see that in many dioceses, they are going much importance to spiritual retreat and even some longer course of ongoing formation. And sometimes we are asked also to help from Hong Kong, and we are very willing to do that. But surely today, sometimes it is difficult even to do this. But tomorrow, I think when the situation goes back to the normal, then we may be able to have much more exchange of such contact between Hong Kong and the church in China. Yeah.
The Pope asks for prayers for all Catholics, all Christians in China today. What else do you think people from outside the country can do to help encourage this normalization of the church there?
Oh, I really believe that the most important thing is to pray. And the Holy Father asks everybody to pray, especially to Our Lady and help of Christians, and to celebrate the 24th of May as a day of prayer for the church in China. And I think this is the first thing everybody can do for China. But then also try to be well informed about things of the church in China, because a correct information may also guide our prayer. And I really hope that the whole family of the Catholic Church be concerned about the situation of the church in China.
Cardinal Joseph Zen is head of the Catholic community in Hong Kong.